designed to give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we give him praise. Hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah, I love to praise him. Hallelujah, I love to praise him.
He is my rock.
Hallelujah,
my song and my shout.
Hallelujah, I love to praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Clap your hands again and give him praise. I am so grateful and thankful to God. Hallelujah, for my here being. Hallelujah, for his presence and for him allowing me to be, hallelujah, in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Thank God for life. Hallelujah. I said, I thank God for life. Hallelujah. Thank you for life. Hallelujah. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Last night lying there was their cooling board.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. It wasn't yours.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for life. Hallelujah. We thank God for life. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for you, my father's children. Hallelujah. For you, the people of God. Can we give God a praise for this man of God, Pastor Xavier Jackson? Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. The saints here at the Chapman Grove. Uh-huh. Y'all the second at Grove. Go ahead. It's a joke. Just go ahead and laugh. At the Grove. Okay. I'm so glad to be here at the Grove. Hallelujah. With my friend and my brother. Hallelujah. And you, the saints here. Hallelujah. My father's children. I greet you in his name and to all of you in your respectful places. The Lord bless you, prophet. Thank you for your presence. And I believe someone said our moderator, Emeritus. God, Lord, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you and all of my father's children. Would you just help me give God a praise for this awesome musician?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My friend and my brother, we work together at Wilson and Associates Funeral Service in Richmond. And I just asked him to come today. Now, he had choir rehearsal. Hallelujah. His pastor does work with us. And I practically begged his pastor, please, y'all go ahead and cancel choir rehearsal and let him come home and go with me. Hallelujah. And he said yes. Hallelujah. And he's here with the blessing of his leader. And I am so grateful. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so sorry that many people done ask him, oh, can he come to Chestnut Grove and stay? Unfortunately, he can't. I want to stay friends with his pastor. So we're going to take him all back. I told him you can come. And I did tell him, I said, I can't pay you. And then we came on up the road, and then we found out, I told him about the Checkers.
Yeah.
The burger place.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be his payoff. Checkers.
Stay away from me.
Eternal God in heaven, we thank you right now for your Shekinah glory and for your presence that we feel in this place. God, have your way as you have been doing since we've gathered together today. God, speak to my heart and speak to my mind. Speak to my soul, speak to my spirit. I pray right now for the articulation of speech. Hallelujah. But most of all, I pray for your anointing. God, hide me behind the cross that these your people may see none of me, but see all of thee. Hallelujah. When it's all said and done, God, we shall give you the glory. We shall give you the praise because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we love to praise you. Hallelujah. You are our rock, our sword, and our shield. And we love to praise your name. thank you, God, for traveling grace over the dangerous streets and highways. Hallelujah, not just from Richmond, but for those that came from Asmodee, those that came from around the corner. Hallelujah, we just thank you for protecting us and covering us with your blood. Hallelujah, that we come together to praise your name. Thank you, God, you're such a wonderful Savior. We've never known you to fail us. Hallelujah. You brought us this far. You brought us all the way. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places.
Well.
And I've seen millions of faces. But there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours,
yes, sir.
Yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was not alone. That's the reason I say through it all. Trust in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've learned, hallelujah, to trust in God. Hallelujah, through it all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning at verse number 11. And the word of the Lord reads like this.
Yes.
Now, on his way to Jerusalem,
yes,
Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. And they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed.
All right.
Yes.
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
All right.
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him.
Yeah.
And he was a Samaritan.
Yeah.
Jesus asks, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?
Yes.
Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Your grace, verse number 16 reads again and said, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and he did what?
Gave him thanks.
Thus ended the reading of God's word.
Amen.
You may be seated in his presence. I am reminded of a story of this wealthy man. He was wealthy and he took a vacation, Deacon, to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I'm going one day. And while he was enjoying himself in Jamaica, he was going here and there, sightseeing and all of that, just having a good old time in Jamaica.
All right.
And he stopped at one of the finest restaurants in Jamaica because he got hungry.
Okay.
And he ate what he wanted to eat, and then he left with what we would call a doggy bag. Yeah, we gonna get some doggy bags after Thursday, aren't we? And so while he had left the restaurant, there was this seemingly homeless man that had asked the man for something to eat. And he told him, he said, I don't have anything to eat. And the homeless man said to him, I don't mind taking the leftover.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have some leftovers on Thursday, right? And so he gave the leftovers to the homeless man. And the homeless man gave thanks, not just to the wealthy man, but he gave thanks to God. And I understand what a stirring demonstration of gratitude, because the pride man, he did not complain. He did not say, well, what's in the bag, or what's concerned what was in the bag. He just wanted to feel his hunger. And when he filled his hunger, he didn't complain. He did what? He gave thanks.
All right.
And although that this might be something seemingly small to most people, reinforces how virtually important it is to be thankful.
Amen.
However, there are some who have received a great deal of considerable blessing from God and still won't thank him for his unfailing faithfulness. Hallelujah. We as the people of God and as the children of God, we ought to thank God for his precious provision.
Amen.
We ought to thank God for his prevailing power.
Amen.
We ought to give God praise and thank him for his past performances.
Yeah.
We ought to give God thanks for his profound presence and his everlasting promise. Has God ever promised anybody in here today anything? And if he did, I just want you to lift your voices and say, thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We must avoid thinking that our thank you exhausts our gratitude for the faithfulness and mercy of the Lord. Y'all help me to preach to here tonight. Shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the common employment of the term thank you is used as a gesture to express one's gratitude. The stirring sentiments of a seasoned saint are that 10,000 tongues are not enough to begin to thank our God for his guidance, for his governance, and for his goodness to his people. Has he been good to anybody this is in this building? To magnify the importance of thankfulness, the text shows us one who is gracious of the blessings of Jesus and nine that disregarded his goodness. Every time I surveyed this particular text, it appears to be perpetual pregnancy. Despite one's familiarity with the text, it is the need to acquire a spirit of gratitude is always a profound truth, hallelujah, that will continue to speak to the hearts of God's people. So if you will indulge me tonight, let us explore and examine this activity of our text. Luke, who is an associate of the Apostle Paul, and he is a renowned physician in his own time, is he is presented as the third gospel of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Historically, the book was purposefully written to address Theophilus. This writing is aimed at illustrating the complete authority of Jesus over all things and all events. Hence, we see the number of miracles that Jesus has performed. Being that Luke was a physician, he specifically tries to present Jesus as the great physician.
All right.
And in this particular passage, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village colony of 10 lepers, according to verse number 11, thus we see the first condition of the text, namely their constant misery. The men were certainly in undesirable circumstances. We've all been there before. The law had restricted the men from daily interacting with society. We've all been there before ourselves. For Leviticus 13 and 46 declares the people who has the leprous disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head be disheveled. The phrase in verse number 12 declares, and they stood afar off, emphasizes the restriction that the lepers endured under the law. It was unlawful for lepers to come near healthy people. Can you just imagine living a life independent from the general population? In addition to experiencing restriction under the law, the lepers also endured physical agony. Individuals with leprosy were usually identified by the deterioration of their skin. Leprosy was an ailment that commenced from the inside and it traveled to the outside. God. It was essential that I spent time giving you a description of leprosy so that you can see their desperation for restoration. How many know that God is going to restore you if you tell him, thank you? Hallelujah. Verse 13 tells us that all 10 lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have you ever been in a situation, or have you ever been hospitalized, or have you ever been in a predicament where you had to lift your voice and shout, Lord, have mercy? Well, let me give you this morning it happened to me. I got a phone call from my best friend. You know him, Bishop Marvin Brown. He called me to tell me about my other best friend, Bishop Bernard Lambert's wife, who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's been some time ago, but she went back to the doctor just on yesterday, and they ran some tests, and they found something going on in her back, in her spine. I felt so discombobulated. I felt so at a loss. I felt like I couldn't do nothing at that very moment. But I lifted up my voice and I said, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. So would you help me tonight on behalf of my sister and just shout, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. All 10 lepers, they suffered together, and all 10 now pray with each other. They were all unified, their common ailment called leprosy. In a very real sense, the lepers had enough. Hasn't there ever been a time in your life where you have just had enough? We just throw in the towel and we lift up our hands and we just say, I've had enough. Enough is enough. Lord, have mercy on me. Not only do we see the constant misery of the lepers, we also see the concern of the master. How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt in your mind that Jesus is concerned about you? Hallelujah. Here, somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Jesus is concerned about your well-being. Jesus is concerned about your finances. Jesus is concerned about your health. Jesus is concerned about your life. If you tell him thank you, he will show you just how much he's concerned about you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. So after crying out to Jesus, Jesus said to them, he said, go and show thyself unto the priest. And the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. Let me tell y'all something tonight. Sometimes you will just have to be obedient and go when Jesus says go. No second guessing, no wondering, no asking questions, no wavering. Just get up and go. And the Bible says, as and when they went, Jesus granted them their request. So if you stop complaining to God and just do what he tell you to do, he will grant you your request. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a profound demonstration, hallelujah, of our caring Savior. regardless of what you have experienced, regardless of what you have endured throughout the course of your life, Jesus will show compassion to you. In a real sense, the men, they were asking for compassion from our God. And every believer ought to be begging God for his compassion, because without his compassion, we are unable to deal with life's struggles. If the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There will come a time in everyone's life when we request the tender mercy of our God. Presently we say, Lord, have mercy, so loosely. Hallelujah. Without any meaning. For instance, if you are late for work, hallelujah, we'll begin to say, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. When one of your co-workers tell what they think is a funny joke, you just said, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Hallelujah. Even when we see strangers on the street who don't dress like us, or who may not look like us, who may look horribly in what they have on, we just say, Lord, have mercy. So however, when you have sinned against God, we say things like this. Lord, you know I'm human. Lord, you know I really did not mean to do it. Lord, you know my flesh is weak. Lord, you are God, and you knew I was going to sin anyhow. I know that we currently ignore the true necessity of mercy, but one day you will seriously have to request the mercy of our God. My professor at Virginia Union University School of Theology, Dr. West is his name, he defines mercy as simply God's active pity. Accepting that definition, I am extremely thankful today for God's active pity. Is anybody thankful for his active pity? He's had pity on his people. Hallelujah. When we were undeserving of any type of divine favor, God granted to us anyhow. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. So let me share these few things that we should know about thanksgiving and praise. And I'll be out of your way, lest I keep you too long. Thanksgiving and praise brings God on the scene. The word of the Lord in Psalms 22 and 3 declares God inhabits the praises of his people. When you enter into thanksgiving and praise, you invite God in God's glory. You invite his presence to fill your life and your situation. Amen. At times of high praise, the Shekinah of glory will fill the whole place with his sweet presence. Amen. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and praise, it puts challenges in perspective. Hallelujah. Psalms 8 and verse number 1, it reminds us and it declares, O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. So thanksgiving and praise, it reminds us just how powerful our God is. He is the creator of all the world and this universe. Nothing is beneath his notice. If he is in your corner, there's no way that you can lose.
That's right.
Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is in my corner?
Hallelujah.
My opponent
may look better than or bigger than I am, but God is in my corner. My opponent may be stronger than I am, but God is in my corner. My opponent may be more knowledgeable of what we are doing than I am, but God is in my corner. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving and praise focuses our minds on the right subject. When challenges arise, it's easy to allow them to play on a loop inside of your head. But our thanksgiving and praise breaks that loop. It breaks the chains that holds us down. It helps us to refocus our attention on the one who is greater than every challenge. Just read through the King James Psalms time and time and time again. Hallelujah. King David wrote of his troubles and of God's glorious power. He was refocusing his attention on the one who had all the answers to his problems. He was focused on the one who had all the answers to his troubles. He was focused on the one who had all the answers to his situation. We, as a people of God, we've got to focus on our Savior, because the Bible said, he who keeps his mind on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know God has the answer to what you need? Don't you know God has the answer to what you desire? Don't you know that God has the answer to everything that concerns his children?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and praise, it strengthens our faith.
Yes, Lord.
The word of the Lord in Romans 4 and 20 declares, Abraham grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I want you to know that as you praise God and speak of his marvelous work, you are reminded of all that God has done, and your faith in God and his plan for you will increase.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
My last thought. Hallelujah. Lest I keep you too long. Thanksgiving and praise is a weapon against the enemy's maneuver.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Psalms number 9, it declares, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thy most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast set it in the throne judging right. Let me tell you that when you praise God, your enemies have to turn their backs. When you praise God, your enemy has to give back to you everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Hallelujah. The songwriter penned these words. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. That's a scripture too. Let God arise and the enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you, hallelujah, to over this this Thanksgiving, hallelujah, season, I want you to look back at all of these elements that I talked to you about tonight.
Yeah.
And consider how they can empower and affect your spiritual and physical life.
That's
if
right.
You act on them.
Right.
Thanksgiving and praise brings God on the scene. It put challenges in perspective. It focuses your mind on God. It strengthens your faith in Him. And it allows you to combat negative spiritual force that comes against you. It prepares you to handle the situation in your life with His perspective. It reminds you that God is in control. I'm sorry, Janet Jackson, you're not. And that you are prepared to handle whatever comes your way. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. We are going to make it. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. If my mother don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. If my father don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. If my brother don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. If my sister don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. If my best friend don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. If my co-worker don't go back and tell him thank you, I will. I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors. A brand new mercy. Hallelujah. Along with each new day. That's why I praise Him. That's why I give Him glory. That's why I give Him thanks. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty good God. And this Thanksgiving season, we ought to lift our voices every day and tell God thank you. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord with me. Somebody shout, thank you, too. He didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. But when I told him thank you, when I showed him how appreciative I am of what he has done, what he is doing, what he's going to do, he keeps me and he keeps you day by day. Hallelujah. As you stand on your feet, shout.